Hi everyone, I'm Karin.
I'm May.
And this is MK Chat Room. Alright, so in today's episode, we're going to talk about culture shocks that we experienced in the States. do you want to talk first?
I want to start like study wise.
Okay.
Like, since we are in college.
Right.
Okay. We study in the States.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know exactly how it is in Japanese college, but I think we have more consistent homework
throughout
the semester.
Uh huh.
No, like we have big midterm and then finals,
mm-hmm.
but we have like discussion board
right post. Yeah,
every week Wednesday, and then we need to make some my posts, and then we need to respond like one or two students,
right?
And exactly. That's really interesting.
And we also have like quizzes or like small tests, like mini tests or stuff like
on due Sunday night. We need to read for it. It's more common for online classes. And, but if we fail some exams, like, not like we didn't do great on exam, we can just still can keep up with.
Right, yeah, we can we can still try to get a grade after all. We can still try to recover the grade even if we like fail one or two quiz or small tests and stuff. So yeah, I'm kind of curious like how people take those tests in Japan though, like at a Japanese university.
Yeah, especially university is really so different from high school.
Right, yeah.
We have like some English term tests, like quiz, every classes, some math class, and in Japanese like literature class, we would have like kanji character tests.
Oh yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
And I'm curious like how students in different majors have those type of quizzes.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah. I wish we can bring some like college students around Japan and we can like share like how we study, but so that's one of the studying difference. Okay. And
then I got two more. And one of them is the math class.
Math class, okay.
I took one basic statistics.
Alright, okay.
And I was so bad at mathematics in Japan. I always like I'm still have no idea why I was not called for like hoshu.
Oh, really? Like, okay. So, were you a bunkei student?
Bunkei. I'm also bunkei.
All right. Okay.
And
how was your basic stats here? I mean,
yeah. Did you do I feel good? Like I understand how statistic works here.
Okay. All right.
We could use like calculators.
Okay.
And I mean, we still calculate by our hands, but I had a good grades.
Good.
I got an A.
Yeah, awesome. Okay.
And I feel it's the same for most of the Japanese students, but like how, but still it's basic stats.
I heard some basic stats classes, like you use calculator, but some classes, like they use like Excel. But you use calculator.
You use calculator. Okay. Some really graphic.
Okay.
Graphing.
Because I only used Excel in my stats class. So it like depends on the professor, I guess. But
did you learn how to use Excel?
Excel. I already had some like basic knowledge of how to use Excel, but sure like it improved Like, you know, the way how to use
I don't know
Excel.
I just know how to make like tables.
Oh yeah, tables and like graphs and
yeah.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Mm. What was the class called? Yeah, you're not a business major, so you never took business analytics, right?
No.
Oh yeah, because yeah, it's really more like a upper level Excel class basically. So
yeah. I'm curious, like I saw my friends taking accounting class.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I took some of the class.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Looks so hard, and then some students are accounting major.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I can.
What you consider like? Uh-huh. Did you consider to be a accounting major accounting? Or just go into finance?
I thought about it at first, but I first took like the very basic accounting class first, and then I didn't really like it, so I just this is not really for me, you know. So
And then the other culture shock was chewing gum under the table.
After what?
under the table like in the classroom.
Oh.
So one of my class is in the it has like my classroom has each chair has like small table.
Oh, okay. Like, is it the young hall?
Young hall.
Oh, okay. So they have like kind of like high school desk. I mean, small
desk for each person. Each chair is built in the floor, and then you can move.
Okay.
And then each chair has like triangle table that you can.
Oh yeah, yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, that's what high schools have in the U.S. So yeah.
Ah. Oh yeah, high school in the U.S. Mm-hmm. Yes, and then I knew so many students would put their chewing gum on the table.
Oh,
so when I first found one, I was I got so excited.
Like, excited? Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh! I want a chewing gum on the table.
So you exactly. So did you like actually see someone like put in the chewing gum?
Yeah, like table. I was fixing the table, and then I found some like slimy thing.
Okay.
It was like new. It was not new, but
okay.
Oh my gosh, there's chewing gum. Oh, I'm here in the U.S.
Okay. Oh, I never saw any chewing gums actually. I mean, I saw it in the movies, but not really. Yeah.
There's some in the young hall.
Oh, okay. So that's actually a thing.
Yeah.
I guess that's.
Do you have any culture shocks?
Yeah. So one of the culture shocks I experienced, like the drugs. I don't know if I can talk about them. Can I talk about them?
Yeah, I think.
Because. Like, you know, they're illegal in Japan, right? Like weed and drugs. So we never really hear about like people actually do that. So, but you know, it's like totally legal.
For like some states, it's legal for recreational use.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I see so many people.
I think it's vape and weed are different, right? I think
I don't really know much about weed and vape and
but we learn the smell of weed,
right? Yeah, that's we can definitely tell now, like, you know.
Do you smell in the dorm, in your dorm?
In the dorm, like, sometimes. And sometimes, like, in the classroom. Like, you know, like, when I sit in my class and, like, I just smell something. Mm. Like, oh, maybe that guy or that guy, you know?
Do you have a class in Harman?
Harman? Yeah, all my classes are in Harman. Mm. Yeah. Mm. How about you? Do you ever smell it in in your class?
Yes, one time, the class okay. that I found chewing gum.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay, so I see. Okay.
Everyone was like, we smell like weed. And oh. then even the teacher was like, huh, we have some smell like fish.
Oh, really? Okay. Okay.
In the young hall, we have like different kind of smell from the other chemistry classes.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But that was like different.
That was a different smell, yeah. Yeah, I see. So that's one of the culture shocks. And then also about like food or like eating, I feel like, you know, in Japan we have like, we always say like mottainai or something, like, and in my experience, like, we, like, when I was in elementary school or middle school, like, teachers kind of like forced us to like eat everything,
yeah,
you know, like, you know, don't waste your food, everything. So I was like, you know, I always was taught to like not leave your food on a plate, because, you know, like, wasting food is, like, bad. But, like, here, like, I, like, see a lot of people just throw away the food they get. I mean, that's that's what you, I mean, got. But, so, like, mottainai. I don't know how to translate it.
I learned, I took Japanese culture class, and then we talked about mottainai.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. Like, don't waste us. I don't know. But we should not waste food or waste clothes. We should like fix it before throwing away.
Right, yeah. And then we also, I mean, in Japan, we also say like, itadakimasu and gochisousama. And like, we show the like appreciation or respect towards the people who made the food for us and prepare the food for us. But here we don't, I mean, people don't say anything.
Right. So, and then, like, appreciation for the food itself.
Yeah, right.
Some people, like, pray.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. But, yeah, that's one of the culture difference, I guess. And then, oh, another thing. So, I feel like a lot of stores and restaurants close really early here. And then, I don't think there are many places that are that open for 24/7, but in Japan, all the like convenience stores and like McDonald's and fast food restaurants open for like, you know, 24 hours a lot. So I feel like, yeah, that's a difference between Japan and America.
Like some restaurants, like I think Gingham's, have you been there?
Gingham's,
what is it? It's like breakfast restaurant or
in here, you mean?
It's really close. I think it's 24/7, but it's really rare,
like,
even I think convenience stores close 11 p.m.
oh really,
it's not 24/7.
I see. So like, you know, when I get hungry like at midnight or something, I try to order like Uber Eats or whatever, and they're all like closed. So I'm like, like, I miss the, you know, 24
hours. Miss Japanese convenience
store. It's so I mean, literally convenient. Yeah, for real, like, yeah, Japanese 7-Eleven.
What do you like in, like, what do you get from konbini?
In Japan?
Yeah.
always, like, whenever I go back to Japan, I go straight to a convenience store, right? And then I always get jagariko. It's like a potato snack.
Potato snack.
And then I get a Asahi beer. Cigarettes. Oh! And then also onigiri.
Right.
Yeah, that's like a must have list for me.
I love onigiri. And I think I like salmon, like shake.
Shake, oh yeah.
And for some, like, if I, when I like have some. Some unusual, so I would go pirikara takana.
Wait, what is it? spicy what?
Spicy takana.
Takana, it's like, what is takana?
Shaki shaki shitete. Like,
Are they like vegetables?
Vegetables.
Oh, okay.
It's a type of spinach.
Oh, okay.
And it's spicy and it's really good.
Oh, okay. Pirikara takana.
Takana.
Takana. Okay. I'll make sure to try it when I go back.
Yeah, and then I like the hash potato.
Hash potatoes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. From
7-Eleven
Lawson.
And from Family
Mart. Family Mart. Okay. Oh yeah.
And then like here in the cafeteria. They often have hash brown.
Hash brown.
Like,
oh, right.
It's like hash potato in Japan. We need to go to the convenience store and buy one. But here we can get like tater tots. Tater tots is one of the favorite.
Oh, right. Oh, okay.
Like small hash potato.
Right.
Bowls.
Yeah.
I love them.
Oh yeah, they're good. But yeah.
That's what I like about American cafeteria.
Okay. That's good. Oh, it's kind of like off topic, but what's your favorite convenience store in Japan?
If I pick one, I like Famima.
Famima, okay.
Famima or Lawson.
Okay, Lawson, yeah.
Because Lawson was the closest to my home. And
oh, gotcha, yeah.
I guess all like tickets or the concert.
All right, yeah.
I don't really go to the 7-Eleven because it was close to my middle school, but Famima was also close.
Oh, okay, got it. Yeah.
How about you? Like, what about you?
For me, like 7-Eleven is the closest, like from my house, so I go there often. But I also like Lawson and Seven. Oh no, Family Mart too. Yeah. Are there still like mini stop?
No, there? I don't think it's many, but it's
only like a few.
It's fewer than other chains.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But when my family go to my grandma's house, there's a mini stop.
Oh, okay.
Nearby, and then we get like parfait.
Oh, okay, yeah, all right. Yeah.
Is it haro haro?
Haro haro?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Like,
yeah. I'm not quite sure, but yeah. They have like good ice creams.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. What was I talking about? Like, yeah, food.
Food.
And
I got some social one, social culture shock.
Let's talk about that.
Many people talk about like small talk when we see each other. Like Like, hey, how are you? Like,
Like, and how was your weekend or whatever? Like, yeah.
When I came to the States, I didn't have like I didn't know what to talk about.
Okay, yeah. It's like a new thing
like,
to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. How was my day like
why are you asking that? I mean, like,
but now I think I more like prepare
so you got used like, to it more
and then like it's been good like I learned some phrases like some people say like how's it going
how's it going
And my coworker at the market answered the question by saying like oh it's going like
I hear
oh,
that
that's cool way to say like so I sometimes say like oh it's going
it's just going
like the my friends would be like yeah I know right and then like I would say about my homework that's some
or like how are your classes going or something.
They have exams and then I had exam hopefully I get a good grade or something
also like one of the so like I tutor English for like Japanese students like that's kind of my part-time job but one of my Japanese students also told me the same thing like you know whenever he takes like foreign tutors they always ask him like you know how is your week or how's your day going and he just get confused you know like I don't know what to answer like you know. So
instead of like how's our day like what do we talk in Japan when we see our
someone
like It was like, Genki, like,
oh yeah, just how are you?
How are you?
And that's it.
That's it. Pretty
much. Yeah, we don't really have like small talk. Yeah. Yeah, but I like it though, to be honest. Yeah. yeah, that's a good.
Like good social. One. So yeah. Mm-hmm. And oh, I got two more for this.
Okay. Let's talk about them.
I think we don't really know our last names.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh yeah, last names.
At the beginning of like friendship. Mm-hmm.
Oh, right.
I mean, we only know their first names.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Like, yeah. I feel like when Japanese school settings, like teachers always call you by your last name, you know? And then, so people pretty much know each other's last names.
Last names. Kinda, but... And then the very beginning, we would call them like... last name with san.
Mm-hmm. Oh right,
and
then
Sasaki-san, like,
Sasaki-san.
You know. And it goes like first name, and then with the chan or something.
Or call by nicknames.
Nicknames or right. some, just first name itself. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah.
But here we only call like first names, and then if we know their last name, they will be more like more.
Close.
Deep, close oh, each
right.
other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a one culture difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And then my last one is we people ask like zodiac sign.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, zodiac signs.
Seiza
yeah.
In Japanese.
right, it's a thing in here. But in Japan, we talk about like blood type. Like this. Yeah. And also recently, like MBTI, you know, like
the
personality test. And
I only know the English word for my my zodiac sign. Virgo and
right,
Cancer.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I don't even know like all the English names for zodiac sign. But.
First, like when I heard Cancer, and then some people say like I'm Cancer, like. What? Are you
like, you got a cancer?
Like, that was
confusing.
Like, I think, yeah. Right, yeah. I think Kaniza.
Yeah. Kaniza,
Like,
I'm a cancer. What?
I was so shocked. Do you have anything else to add?
Yeah. So, it's kind of like a. Obvious thing, but in Japan we don't have like tipping culture, you know, but here like we always tip for like at cafes and restaurants and pretty much everywhere. And
we even have tip for like Uber and DoorDash,
right, even delivery services have that. And then I don't know, it's like a it's not really like a culture, I don't know, but you know, here people use like the like miles and like feet, you know, like those measurements. And but in Japan we use like kilograms or like centimeters and kind of stuff. And I still get confused a lot of time. So
only US use like. Mm-hmm. Mile feet?
Is it only U.S.?
Only U.S.
Oh.
Or like Fahrenheit? Yeah, right. So like why do you use it? In like science class, they use Celsius. Yeah, and then
why but for then? The temperature, like Fahrenheit, okay. And like, whenever I talk to, like, other international students here, they also say, like, you know, they use kilograms or, like, centimeters and stuff. And, so.
When we talk about, like, weather, like, we ask them, like, do you use Celsius?
Is it Celsius or Fahrenheit? And I feel like here, like, people, like, more people, like, exercise a lot, like, workout. Mm. It's, like, compared to Japan, like, I feel like it's more like a common thing, like, you exercise daily and, yeah.
So many people that go to the gym.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, for health, I guess.
Yeah, for health, yeah.
Do you go to the gym?
Not anymore. I mean, I used to, but not anymore. I mean, I just like exercise. I mean, I work out. But yeah, how about you?
I used to go to the gym, but no anymore. Not anymore, yeah. Okay. I started to like do a small exercise in my room.
Okay, yeah.
I did 15-minute one, and then I got sore thighs.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That made me realize, I'm so out of shape. Like, I don't work out. I need to work out.
Yeah, yeah. And, yeah, but I also feel like for the past few years, especially, like, Japan's, like, trying to, like, I don't know, the companies and governments are, like, trying to let people work out, like exercise more, and then I see more like gyms in Japan lately, like, you know, Chokozappu, like Daizappu. So like they have like, you know, small gyms like inside a building, or they're trying to like build more and more gyms recently, I guess.
And so. I think many people run in Japan.
Run. Oh, yeah, run.
Run in public. And we go to, like, some class. Not the gym, but, like, boxing class.
Oh, okay.
Self-defense. I don't know which country is more, like, it is common, but... Yeah. Running? Walking is more common in Japan.
Oh, yeah. People generally like walk a lot in Japan. But yeah, that's a good thing. I realized, like, you know, how much people don't walk in here, like in America, because they just like drive everywhere, you know.
And it takes drive to the gym and workout, and then
they even drive to the gym, and they even drive like even for a like 5-minute walking distance, you know.
I mean, it's not really safe to walk around. Maybe that's one of the things.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons, I guess.
Yeah, when I was in Houston with my dad, like my dad was used to be walking in there, and then we drove to the park, and then we like do biking or walking, running. And then United States, like US has many like so huge parks.
They have big parks
and the hills or lakes. So beautiful.
That's really nice. Do you have any other things?
Nope. That's all we got. All
right, yeah. Those are some of the culture shocks. Yeah,
we can find many more. We can talk about that another time.
I guess we can, like, wrap it up. So thank you for listening to today's episode. And I hope you will come and join us next time as well. And have a great day.
Great weekend.
Okay.
Bye.
So bye.